What have you got for us at number one this week?
Okay, number one is a film I will rave about in cinemas at the moment. It's called Judas and the Black Messiah. This is a really great film, incendiary, I would say. It's a true story of the Illinois chapter of the Black Panther Party in 1968. A revolutionary called Fred Hampton. There was touched on a little bit in the trial of Chicago 7. That wasn't about him, but he was a minor character. But in this one, he is front and center. He was one of the original Black Panthers. He was a great speaker, a great revolutionary, leading the civil rights movement in the late 60s. But the FBI did not like him. And they employed a fellow called William O'Neill, who was a petty criminal. And they caught him and they said, look, in exchange for not going to jail, we want you to sort of infiltrate this organisation and be an informer. So that's the main thrust of the story. The Judas is actually the William O'Neill character and the Messiah is Fred Hampton. And this is just a really great film of a snapshot of politics of that time. And I think even just as relevant today with obviously the events of last year with Black Lives Matter. So it sort of gives you a history of the civil rights movement in America. And this is just a wonderful film. And the acting is off the charts. Daniel Kaluuya, who plays Fred Hampton, it's wonderful. Lakeith Stanfield plays William O'Neill. And the great Jesse Plemons plays an FBI agent who recruits O'Neill. So Stanfield and Kaluuya have both been nominated for Academy Awards. So if you want to see a great film, it'll just jump off the screen. This is it.
Judas and the Black Messiah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Great film.
Okay, cool. Number two.
Number two is a TV series that I've sort of dug into over the last couple of months. I was a bit behind, but I've caught up and I've watched them all now. It's called Babylon Berlin. This is on Netflix. This is a wonderful German drama. It's set in 1929 in Berlin. There's three seasons of it, so you know there's plenty to chew on here. There's 28 episodes in all. I think there's a fourth season coming eventually in the next year. This is a really complex, multi-layered show. It follows a German police officer from Cologne who gets transferred to Berlin and he gets thrown into a Soviet sort of murder mystery. And then later seasons, there's another murder occurs on a film set. It also deals with the politics of the time, the early days, the rise of Nazism. Hitler sort of mentioned a few. It's not front and centre, but you can see the sowing of the seeds of the end of the Weimar Republic and the beginning of the Fourth Reich. It also captures Berlin in its glory with dance halls and movie theatres, and it's just spectacular.
Oh, how cool. It sounds visually it's really amazing.
Oh, yeah, it's stunning. Using obviously sets, but also using Berlin street scenes and historic scenes. Apparently, it's the most expensive German TV series ever made. It's just very multi-complex. All the characters are very layered and complex characters. So it's just really, really wonderful TV. There's 28 episodes in all. So if you want to dig into it, take your while. But
how long is each? How long are the episodes, Wayne? Are they hour or are they
about an hour? Yeah, okay. About 50 minutes to an hour.
Yeah, okay.
But it's definitely worth it.
Cool.
So. Babylon, really
that's Babylon Berlin on Netflix.
Yes, yeah, wonderful.
Awesome. Number three.
Number three is an album came out recently I've been loving. It's got the strange title of World's Most Stressed Out Gardener by an artist I've always liked. His name's Chad Van Garland. He's been around for quite a while. He rose up in the early 2000s in that golden era of Canadian music when we had Wolf Parade and Arcade Fire and Broken Social Scene and Canada was just going off. He was part of that. He's from Calgary in Alberta. This is his ninth album. It's his first for a few years. And he's signed to Sub Pop where he's been all along. And they're just really beautiful. I guess you could call it sort of indie folk with lots and lots of things going on. Instrumentation, uses a lot of reverb, a lot of found sound. It's just really great melodies. He's sort of got an off-kilter voice. Every song's a little bit different. There's just something always going on in them. 13 songs in total on this album. He recorded it and produced it all by himself in his own studio in Calgary. So this is just a really great album. If you like some melodic indie folk that sort of, you know, gives you a lot to listen to, then Chad Van Galen, I recommend.
And the world's most stressed out gardener. I love it.
Yeah. I hope he's not too stressed out, but no, it's a good title.
It is a good title. Yeah. And number four for the week.
Number four is a movie which just came out recently. We watched. It's called Moxie. This is on Netflix. It's not a great film, but I think it's a fun film, and it's got a pretty good message. It's a teenage comedy, I guess, about girls' rights, directed by Amy Poehler, who was also in the film. She stars as Lisa. She's a sort of former riot girl from the 90s, and her daughter, Vivian, is sort of a 16-year-old introverted girl, not really focusing on her studies. But a few events at the high school sort of gets her riled up, and she finds an old magazine that her mama did. So she decides to go down that path, sort of makes up her own magazine.
Oh, okay.
And she calls it Moxie. And basically she goes around to the toilets and the lockers in the schools and just places them secretly. So I think she was just sick, I guess, of not only the way boys look at girls in the school, but how the girls are treated. So it's a bit of a girl power film. So it's got a really great message, sort of leads to more things happening in the school, all the girls banding together. So it's a lot of fun. I just thought maybe it didn't go hard enough. Like, I think it's just tried to be, you know, something that could appeal to teenagers without being, you know, too strong in its message.
Yep.
And a little bit of it's a bit overwritten. But I think this is still a good film if you've got like a teenage daughter or son, especially. They could watch it.
Worth a watch.
Enjoy it. Sorry?
It's worth a watch if you've got...
Yeah, worth a watch. It's not a great film, but enjoyable.
Yeah.
And a good message. And I guess, again, you know, sort of showing that the way that girls are being treated and how they're looked upon and how the boys... It sort of started out with one part of every year at the start of the school year. There's a little message goes out and all the girls get ranked, which obviously is pretty horrible.
That's just, that just riles me.
Which is sort of, you saw, remember, in the beginnings of the social network, Facebook.
Totally.
And that sort of thing. And it's just, I guess, still going on. And this is really good. It's basically the girls banding up. And so we're not going to put up with this any longer. And it just goes on far too much.
I love it.
So it's a good message, not being a great film, but definitely worth a watch.
Moxie on Netflix. It's a film.
Yes.
Hey, we watched The Dig on the weekend after your recommendation last week, and it was great. So
That's good.
I really
like it. It's a beautiful film.
Yeah.
I thought the acting was great. It's really, really put together.
Yeah.
It's a really enjoyable film, that one, for sure.
Wayne, as always, oh my goodness, thank you so much for your time this morning.
No worries.
And good luck with all the extra horses you've got out there.
No, it's good. Well, the sun's shining out here, so I think hopefully for everyone we'll get back to normality soon with the floods.
Yeah, fingers crossed. All right, hey, have a great week, Wayne.
You too. See ya.
Bye.